Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
Well, today's podcast is going to be a little different than usual.
It is?
It is.
Oh, my.
Instead of one parade of techniques from each of us and one Ask the Experts question from each of us, we are going to rattle off rapid fire the amazing, the most amazing parades of techniques that we heard from our students, because that's what we did. Business breakthrough time, you know, so change it up, mix it up just a little bit. Want to hear some amazing. So the question was,
it really is a parade of techniques.
It is. So yes. You start with what the question is.
All right. The question was, what's the one expense or activity that you did this year that paid off the best?
Yep. Had the best ROI, right. Return on investment.
And we got great stuff from that.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and start with what we heard. Oh, I get to go first. Okay. Well, we have someone who's been sending out 900 postcards quarterly. Now, that's not her entire mailing list, but it's those people that are past clients or that live in a particular neighborhood. And what she does every single quarter is she makes a list of all the sales in that community with the address and the sale price. Now, she's gotten feedback from those people that receive that, and what they like, it seems to be, is the addresses in alphabetical order, so people are able to see the streets nearest them and what the prices were during that quarter. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. One of our Get By Giving Award winners is a member of BNI, has been for years.
Business Networking International.
He says it costs $1,000 a year to belong. And he has given the people in his BNI group business that has resulted in $280,000 in commissions to them.
Ooh.
And they've given him in return business that has resulted in $27,000 in commissions to him.
Last year.
Yeah.
Just in 1 year.
You get by giving.
Yeah.
And all for $1,000, really well worth it.
Yeah, put $1,000 in, get $27,000 out. That's worth it. All right, we got a guy who has figured out how to write off his drinking habit. Okay, I'm sort of teasing. But what he did is he took that neighborhood bar, and it's a little tiki place that everybody likes to go in his community, and he hosted a happy hour. Now, when I say he hosted, he did all the promo, but he had a partner, a lender, or a title group, or whomever it was, a vendor, title company, that paid the drinking bill. They picked up the tab. He sponsored a fun time to get together. The result was two listings, which both sold. Love it, love it, love it.
All right. Here's from someone who said, and this is 36 years in the business, mail, call, see. Yeah. He said, build a database that's so large you never have to prospect again. Every once in a while, you pick up the phone and talk to some friends. But here's what else he said. Buy real estate and use what you make to invest in paper, meaning hold mortgages for people.
Love it. All right, here's from a gal who is living in a rather small town. And she says, on her website, it says, my community matters. And anytime there's an issue, something that's up for debate, something that is a tragedy, something like a weather-induced hurricane, tornado, whatever, something that affects the entire community, she's on the front line. Show up, volunteer, and help your community.
Here we have somebody who's using Facebook Marketplace to market his listings. He's gotten over 300 inquiries, and from that, at least 5 appointments. So don't ignore Facebook Marketplace as another avenue for marketing your listings.
For free. All right.
Oh,
well,
we heard
over and over again, well, the thing that results in the most business for the least amount of money is a 5-90-10. I've got a partner and I do it consistently. And we heard that echoed over and over again yesterday. Oh, or when we recorded.
Here's from somebody who gets more than half of their business from repeat clients. And some of them, I believe it was 4, were people who bought in the last 2 years. And now they have to sell. And so, of course, they turn to her because she's kept in touch. So she said, don't ignore people who have done business with you in the last 2 years. Even though they've got a lower interest rate mortgage, they still, when they have to sell, well, they're going to buy.
And you've heard about this one before. It's called LOLO, L-O-L-O, locally owned. It's supporting local businesses. Now, it may or may not be in your area, but the idea is a postcard that goes out 4 to 6 times a year. Your clients can pick up a cupcake, a half a dozen donuts, a free coffee. When they do, when they receive this postcard with your name, your face, your logo on it, you are charged for that expenditure. So if they got a cupcake, you pay for only the cupcakes that are picked up. So whether you use LOLO or create your own, supporting local businesses, how fun.
Here's another Get By Giving Award winner who really exemplifies that famous phrase, it's not the calls you make.
It's that you
make
the
calls. And he's got a Vulcan 7 auto dialer that just makes talking to people so much easier. And here was the other thing he said. He's hired a couple agents who are inactive, but they give him referrals. So don't overlook that as a source of business. There are inactive agents right now in your office, in your company, and make a deal with them to pay them a referral fee.
All right, next up, my question to you, dear listeners, would be, how would you like to hit your income goal by next September? That'd be pretty neat, wouldn't it? Well, we have someone that actually did that this year, and she says the way she did it is she targeted a higher-priced area. She bumped up her average sale price, earns more per closing, and she did it by putting a system in place for reaching out to that targeted area and becoming the go-to agent.
Okay. I canceled all of my paid leave services. Not just the ones that I pay up front, but also the ones where you're paying a 20, 25, 30, 35% referral fee at closing to. Canceled them all. And instead, bought something called Real Grader. That's R-E-A-L-G-R-A-D-E-R. And what Real Grader does is SEO, search engine optimization. And they run Google ads for her. And she's getting 4 to 5 listings a month from the ads that Real Grader is running for her on Google.
So $150 per month. She's getting 4 to 5 calls a week as well. That, of course, because she has Wickman skills, she's able to convert into those appointments and then those listings. I think we got one more.
Yeah.
Am I doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm doing it. All right. Well, we have someone that found a deal on Black Friday. I love that. $1.99 for a poinsettia that usually costs $6. So he bought a couple dozen of them, loaded up his car, and went around delivering in his marketplace to his expired prospects that he's been prospecting over the last several months. Who wouldn't notice? Wouldn't that make you stand out in those expired prospects' minds?
Hey, something someone else said I wanted to report.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I really like this because, you know, how do you get better at what you do? Well, you keep track and you look at your ratios. And here's somebody, now this was not a lot, but I think it's remarkable to note. He'd been on 17 listing appointments in this semester so far. And last semester he went on 17 listing appointments and got 7. This one, he got 11. And he's keeping track of that. So that, how do you get better at what you do? Well, you track your performance. And if you've got a repeatable presentation, you know what to leave in, what to leave out, how to tweak it so that you get the results that you want.
Didn't you just write a blog on that?
I did.
Oh, yeah. It must be on your mind.
So here's a commercial. If you really want to get serious about mastering your presentation, come to our workshop in February in Naples, Florida, by the way, where it's really warm and sunny.
And you get to write it off.
Yeah. And we'll give you the dialogue that will make you sound competent, confident, and natural.
Yeah. Taking your tools and turning them into a powerful presentation that's going to change your hit ratio for this next year. By the way, what is your hit ratio? Because his point, you know, was that it's motivating to do that, to watch myself improve.
Yeah, and to practice dialogue. Man, that's how we did it.
We are so lucky. We've got such smart people that are such givers. I hope you're enjoying listening to this podcast. Stay in the Wickman family, man. Get good at your Wickman dialogues.